Kick it, yo. Dad?
Yeah, buddy.
Dad.
Yeah, buddy.
Could you not breathe into the phone, Dad?
My buddy, I like the sound of my own breath.
I mean, it's kind of hard to talk to.
Yeah. I had a sloppy joke today, buddy.
Oh, that's good, Dad.
Yeah, triple wiper.
I mean, could you just move the mouthpiece?
Nah,
down?
Buddy. Nah.
That is kind of what he would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to play with voice effects real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Can this to see it? Does this sound any differently? Okay. Hey.
No,
they're hearing it differently.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How come I can't hear? No, but when Red Band used to do it, we could hear it in our headphones different. Remember?
All right.
He used to fuck with us.
Yeah. I'm not as... We work with Blue Band.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I hope this is sounding weird. It's not. Anyways, jeans.
Jeans.
We're back for part two of the Yoshi Spectacular. Mm-hmm. That first part was insane. And it continues now. It continues, and first and foremost, we want to tell our listeners, thank you for being here for us. And if you're still Christmas shopping...
Oh, my God.
Could you do us a favor? Could you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com and do that Santa shopping through our Amazon banner?
Yeah, all you got to do is go to our website, and you didn't say it correctly, www.yourmomshousepodcast.com. And
yes. There's
a banner. You click on that, and you do your shopping as you normally would.
Yes.
There's no fees. There's nothing to it.
Christmas presents.
What are you going to buy me?
Now...
What are you going to buy me? I'm serious.
Well, you know what? You never have an... We really need a new pair of scissors. We have old scissors.
It's really a good observation.
Isn't that a good observation?
We have shitty scissors.
Really bad scissors.
They're all dull.
I've asked you for some new knives for the kitchen.
Knives. And your slippers are falling apart.
Literally huge gaping holes.
Yeah. There's like chunks of black plastic everywhere in the house
falling apart. Yep.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
All right. And what do you want? What else do you want? Do you want something?
I want a tracksuit. I need new sweatpants.
I need a new Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah.
More, please.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. So please do that. And if you are interested in shopping for a mommy, you could go to our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on the store, and we have some very tasty new treats for the holiday season. We have a new shirt. It's for... Real mommies only.
Real jeans only.
What do you think of that shirt?
I think it's the coolest thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're a fan of the show, it's going to be really special and surprising. And it's an inside joke for just the people that are super into the podcast. And I think that's really special.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, jeans? You look concerned.
I am concerned.
Why?
I don't know. Talk again.
Meow, 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 meow. Did it work?
I can't tell.
Oh no. You fucked with the effects. That's what it was.
Let's go back. Let's stop. Hold on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was perfect as I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
So what were we saying? The real mommies.
Oh, the real mommies t-shirt, which is probably the coolest thing, especially if you're a fan of the podcast. It's one of those shirts.
That's why it's for real mommies.
That it's got all the sayings that only real mommies know. And it's like a secret. It's like you're part of the in crowd. You're part of a club. And if you wear it out, it doesn't say what it is.
And the coolest thing is going to be, yeah.
The phrase is on there.
And there's no, that's what I like about it.
Yeah, me too.
There's no like, oh, here's what it is.
Yeah. Well, because like it's so, I don't like wearing labels that just show off the thing. This is like, if you're in the know, it's the shirt for you.
It's for real mommies only. Then we also created a new bundle for our fans. This is the Wipe Down collection. Mm. And it includes a Top Dog shirt, all three albums that we have, and your poster.
Mm-hmm.
$40.
What a deal for the holidays.
That's a holiday extravaganza. And Top Dog shirts are also 25% off for the month.
Nice.
Of December.
For baby Jesus' birth.
Right.
Baby Yezushka is born that day.
Don't forget to come see your jeans. The two of us are going to be together. Christina's going to come with me. I'm going to do Cobb's December 21st through 23rd with my buddy Chris Porter, who's a great guy and a great comic.
Chris Porter.
And you can also see Tina. She's going to do spots that weekend, and then we're going to go celebrate Christmas. And the week before that, which is next week, I'll be in Vegas. If you want to come see me, I'm at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas, and I have that up on TomSegura.com.
That's good, Jeans. And then for me, I'm on hiatus until January 2013. You can see me at the San Jose Improv in San Jose, California, January 3rd through 6th. And then I'll be in Kansas City the following week, January 10th through 13th. So come out and see me, mommies. And let's have some fun. Let's pull our jeans up together.
That's what being a mommy's all about. It's just about having fun.
Pulling your jeans up as high as they can go over your eyes. So then you go. So this is the holiday season, you guys. With the holidays almost here, it's like you don't have time to go to the post office. There's traffic. There's parking. There's lines. It's going to be packed with everybody mailing holiday gifts and packages. So do what your mommies do. Use stamps.com instead. With stamps.com, you can avoid all the hassles of going to the post office during this busy holiday season. And the thing with stamps.com is everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your house, from your desk.
It's the best. Jeans. We do it all.
Oh, we do it all.
This is a small business operation. Yeah. Look behind you.
Yeah.
Look around you. There's scales. There's printer. There's postage. There's everything is right here. You don't have to leave your house to do this stuff. Do it from home like we do. Be a mommy.
You can be a mommy. You can pull your jeans up and you can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You can print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. Then the mailman comes, Tommy, and he picks it up. You don't even have to leave your home.
I talked to a guy tonight that said he signed up for it. He was like, it's the best thing I've ever
done. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, I think because it's easy and it's convenient, and you guys like to listen to us on your time. You download us when you want to. Why not do your postage the same way?
Whenever you darn well feel like it.
Yeah. So right now, you guys, you can get this special offer when you use our promo code MOM, M-O-M. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer. It includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. It's like you can't lose trying this.
And you plug that code in when you go to stamps.com. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
Right.
And then you plug in that special code, MOM,
M-O-M. M-O-M. That's stamps.com. Enter M-O-M.
And you can always go to our website, yourmomshousepodcast.com, and click on the banner, which will take you to the same offer.
There you go.
Now, are you ready for part two of Yoshi?
I don't know. Is anybody really ready for part two?
I don't think so, man. I don't really think so.
Holy crap.
Let's get into this.
Let's do this.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Welcome back. This is, if you're listening, part two of the Yoshi Opus episode.
And Yoshi's particularly happy because it's December 7th.
Yeah,
and which is what, Yoshi?
Pearl Harbor Day.
And
sorry, everyone.
Do you guys, is there like a pride about that in Japan? Like they're like, hey, we fucking took it to them on Pearl Harbor Day. Or no. That's not very...
There's like Pearl Harbor 50% sales on bed mattress and shit like that. Well, it's like 4th of July for us.
It's like when we got Osama.
But the Japanese way of being, the culture is like...
they don't even want to talk about that stuff. They're really... Young people don't even have any idea.
Well...
They're trying to forget all that shit.
Really?
I you know, I mean,
I'll tell you what I don't want to forget at all. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. I got posters of that shit in the bedroom.
Okay.
Gets my blood going.
It's like in Germany, I went to Berlin, mm-hmm. and nobody wants to talk about, you know yeah. what.
Your dad, Hitler.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, yeah, nobody wants to talk about it.
And your uncle.
Not only did Eichmann. Eichmann.
And Goering.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
Goebbels.
You.
Not only they don't want to talk about it, but they're really stay away from national pride and show yeah. the German flags and stuff like that. Because yeah. I go to Germany all the time.
Well, rightly yeah. so. Yeah. I mean, they may have fucked up a little.
Yeah. It's actually a crime to talk about Nazi shit, Hitler. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
To be
do a Nazi salute in yeah. Germany. That's
but
a, that's
you know
an
what
offense.
I just learned watching the History Channel yeah. is that the Russians killed more people.
Many more.
Well, yeah.
Stalin killed 20 million plus yeah. people.
Yeah. He was a real piece of
and
shit.
And people are like, who? What was that? Yeah. No,
not,
it's
not
are you
it's,
saying the Jews had a better marketing
it's
of their
not,
tragedy?
It's not
Chinese lost 40 to 50 million. Nobody gave a fuck about that.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. And I what mean, is the what did you scumbags do to the rape of Nanking, right?
No,
that's guys, one. Yeah, occupation of Manchuria, which is a province in China.
Manchukuo? I remember The Last Emperor, one of my favorite movies.
You Japs are fucking savages.
Savage.
Man. Really crazy.
Break you guys the, are. You
break
really
people's
are.
Arm, kicks ladies' heads yeah. in. Look, but you can't leave our audience. I mean,
oh, right.
you can't
Sorry.
Fucking just...
Yeah.
You can't get on a fucking dental update and then just drop it.
Right.
You owe them a dental update to start this part of the show.
Even though it's been like 3-4 months, you don't care?
3-4 months?
What are you talking about?
No,
it's
I don't care.
Good.
Okay. So, this is maybe... 4 days before I was supposed to fly over to Europe
mm-hmm.
and Dubai and Afghanistan.
Okay.
On Friday morning, I have to take a couple of my friends, business people from Japan. They have a very big toy company called Good Smile Company. They're huge in Japan.
Good Smile Company?
Good Smile Company.
Oh,
yeah.
Good Smile. Okay.
Yeah. Very big toy company.
Uh-huh.
So all the executives are here. The boss, Mr. Aki, he's a very nice guy.
They Mr. love, Miyagi.
Mr. Aki,
you park your cataract on the street. That guy?
Yes. Hmm. So Thursday night, I agreed to take them to Vegas because Japanese people love Vegas.
They really do.
They really
and
do.
And strip clubs.
Strip club.
And Asians
food.
In general love
gambling.
Vegas. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
They do love gambling. Chinese people love gambling.
We're good at math, but evidently when it comes to gambling, we forget everything because
yeah.
odds are against you. You would think.
Heavily against you.
But we're superstitious, you know.
Triple yeah. eight. Everything had to be triple eight.
Yes.
My ex-Chinese boyfriend.
So I agreed to take him Thursday night. When I wake up Friday morning, I have a fucking massive toothache. I mean, it's just killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out later on I need a 3 root canal
Holy
surgery.
Shit.
So
this is a very good dental update.
So
please continue.
So I want to go see dentist, but I agreed to take these people to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
So I smiled the whole time. I was in ache.
What?
And every time we pulled over and have lunch or something, I they want to give me food. And I don't want to have anything near that
so
area.
You're in horrible pain. You're like, but I owe it to you.
I just smiled like everything was okay, and it's oh, I'm
that's
just
super Asian too.
So,
like
yeah.
I'll suffer through
yeah.
this.
So super Japanese.
Because I told you I would take you to Vegas.
Yes.
So I was in pain, and like every time we pulled up to the gas station bathroom, I threw up, and like I was
Aww.
In pain.
Holy shit, man!
It was pulp. I mean, I don't know why I'm so sensitive about the nerve area, but it was fucking.
Everybody says it. That's a terrible pain.
It's just terrible pain. So I stayed there, and I went to, once I dropped them off in Vegas, I went to CVS. They have those numbing things.
Yeah,
it didn't
work.
Do a whole lot. I had a Vicodin from my car accident injury from 2 years ago, but I started running out because I'm taking as much as I can. So this is a dental and drug update because I asked my friends in Vegas if they could help me to deal with pain because Vicodin wasn't doing shit for me. No marijuana, nothing. So only thing my friend had access to was Coke. I never used Coke before.
Mm.
So I used them. All I did was grinding more my
my God.
I don't know.
Dude.
He told me you won't feel pain. Like it didn't help me. So I was in pain.
So you did a couple of bumps or what?
I don't know. He just told me to rub it around where it was
Holy
hurting.
Holy shit.
So that didn't really help because it was itching, you know, it was hurting. So I stayed there. We drove. We finally drove back Sunday night. I passed out. Got up Monday. Went to my Eddie, who is Russell Peters' assistant, told me to go see his Persian dentist in
Vegas.
No, in L.A. when I drove back.
Okay.
And lucky enough, they were kind enough to meet me last minute on Tuesday. Did a surgery because I'm leaving first thing on Wednesday morning. So I had a bridge on this side. They've made a hole through my bridge.
Oh my God.
And multiple shot of, I don't know what that chemical is. And it's just fucking hurting. And they show me the chart where basically there's infection in my nerve. And the nerve was hitting the air, I think. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that hurts a lot.
So I think I had like root canal, two or three of them done right there. I was in so much pain. I don't care, just do whatever. And Russell Peters, kind enough, because he's always been good taking care of everyone, he paid for the whole surgery for me.
Oh, Jesus. That's wonderful.
Because I was so afraid flying over to Europe, having toothache.
You can't do that.
Oh, my God.
You'll die. Wow. You can't do that.
What a fucking man. Ooh. Russell.
He always bails me out.
Christina and I want to get our teeth whitened for Christmas.
And I need new bondings. My two friends need to be replaced.
Please, Uncle Russell, please.
it wasn't even like...
That's how much it was?
It's so expensive.
$2,000 and,
easy.
That's
how much mine was. I just put on the credit card. Like, ugh. You have to do it, though. You can't.
You can't. I mean, I was crying. I didn't even cry when my dad died. I was crying.
Really?
No, I just couldn't. Couldn't do it.
He was still full of revenge.
Because in front of everyone and stuff like that. I didn't want to show that weakness. But
we gotta make the appointment now.
I know.
No. That shit is always have to be priority because the pain is just unbelievable.
I know, man.
Did you get some good painkillers?
Yeah, but they didn't really help until like right after the surgery. Then like right away, within 2 hours, like easing of a pain, you know. You don't want to get to that, man. And
you don't. If you feel any inkling of it, the beginnings of it, go.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that. It just came to me that morning when I woke, like, what? Why am I feeling this really weird?
Really? It went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. And, like, I had to pick them up within an hour to Vegas. Like, fuck me.
So, when you
Before you continue, I used the dentist because I didn't have any credit and whatever. And I just used their name to see that dentist. And I didn't even ask Russell to do it. Russell said, don't worry about it. I'll take care, pay for everything.
Aww,
wow.
I don't even ask. He always does that, man. That's everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you went to Europe. Is this the trip that you were referring to earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And where'd you go in Europe?
I went to Spain, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Estonia.
It's a good run.
Estonia, that's
Netherlands.
That's
I think I maybe repeated myself. Then I went to United Arab Emirates, Dubai for the first time. And
how long a trip was this?
Almost 60 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you get some nice road beef when you were out there?
Like prostitute? Yes.
Okay, that's one way of saying it, yeah. Where did you get prostitutes?
If you're going to sex tourism, I highly recommend.
Hold on. Let me write it. Yeah. Please continue.
How dare you?
I'm ready.
If you're worried about, if you're going to do something like this, you probably want to go Netherlands and Germany, and
not South Africa,
Belgium, because they have it down to science over there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's legal. So no matter how much girls are in trouble, when you make prostitution legal, they're able to go to the police. Whereas I see a lot of these girls who travel to places like Japan where they're hostess, bar job, or a prostitute, or stripping. Because it's not technically legal for them to work there and those businesses are legal, cops, even if you got raped or whatnot, they don't do anything.
Oh. Right.
And I'm not saying prostitution is a good thing.
No.
But when you legalize it, even if you protect someone like crackhead, streetwalker, prostitute.
Yeah, you're
ensuring there's protection for all women.
Well, because let's face it, that is a societal thing that will always be. There are always women who will do that. And I'm actually pro sex work.
Yeah.
I'm pro sex work as long as women make the money they deserve and they are protected.
Yes.
So actually, I've been to Belgium. I've been to Amsterdam where I see them regulated.
Yeah.
And it works for their society. It works.
So. Even people who runs the prostitution business in Netherlands, they will be honest enough to say, like, look, we can't 100% guarantee that some of these women are trafficked women or some of these are in relationship with a pimp or a boyfriend abuse them. There's absolutely no way any country, any law could prevent that. Having said that, I do believe that they tried to do the best to give them health care and protection and things like that.
That's all you want. Yeah. If you're going to have to do that shit, you just don't want to get some pimp beating the crap out of you.
Right. Jesus, yeah.
But Japan, I have to say, this is not something I'm proud of, but there is a lot of sexist attitude in that part of the world, in addition to places like Africa and the Middle East and even Central Asia, like Afghanistan, I learned, you know. But I just want to say that, yes, I'm one of those scumbags get prostituted in those legalized area. But I just think if you want to give them the greatest legal protection, you need to legalize prostitution because you will protect them.
Well, it's like criminalizing, you know,
drugs and everything else.
Smoking weed.
Now, you said that you've been to Afghanistan. You have a prostitute in Afghanistan.
No, I didn't get any prostitutes over there.
Oh.
But I knew right away. It was so obvious because I have that pervert eye.
You know,
I could tell, like... It was interesting that I didn't know there's Chinese people in Afghanistan, Kabul, but there's Chinese restaurants, and not all of them, but a lot of them do have dessert with a Chinese girl prostitution.
Really?
Yeah, there's prostitution because...
How do you know, though? How do you know when you walk in?
I'm really good at finding... If you throw me any major cities of the world, it wouldn't take me that long to figure out where prostitutes are hanging out, and I don't need to get a Google. I just have a feel for them.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. The sixth sense, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends work for Hustler and Penthouse.
Wait, but what do you look for specifically? So let's say we drop you in Los Angeles. How do you know where to find a prostitute?
I guess I'm backpedaling. I've never got prostitute. I don't look prostitute in the States.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's illegal.
Okay.
I never want to put myself where I could get in trouble. I'm not embarrassed getting prostitute. It's just when it's illegal like that over here.
Right.
It could fuck me up in so many different ways.
Yes, obviously, yeah.
But
how do you know when you go into a Chinese restaurant in Afghanistan, in Kabul, that that's what's going
just
on?
Just like same times when I meet porn girls who are into fucking and not, you feel a certain amount of sexual energy or lack of.
Oh. Mm.
And I could tell by just body language, stuff like that. And then I kind of thought they're prostitute or whatnot, you know? And... only reason I got confirmation was when I talked to all the expats who live in the Cabo. Mm-hmm. They told me, yes, that's correct. And I did Google search. But other than that, I didn't even think that's even possible in Afghanistan, of all places. And when I was there recently in October, I think this is a good thing. There's health clinic. I don't know which organization, but they were going through all the prostitutes in Cabo and tell them basic hygiene and the way to protect yourself because... it's already bad enough when an unmarried woman is making eye contact with another man.
Oh,
the fact that they're even going, educating prostitute about best way to protect yourself by condoms. Things like that. I'm shocked, but they're doing it.
They don't even have aspirin. There are women I knew that never had taken Advil before, let alone seen a condom.
So yeah, it's
pretty crazy shit.
But back to I wanted to talk about your European trip.
Yes.
So you got prostitutes in Germany, the Netherlands.
Yeah, those are my two favorites.
What do you love about the girls there?
Well, I think most of those girls from Eastern Europe, I mean, they're just unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.
Frankfurt Red Light District, it's fucking massive.
I mean,
yeah, there's so many buildings. Each building's probably got between four to six, seven rooms. And there's multiple layers of floors. Mm-hmm. So it's full of prostitutes throughout all of them.
What's the process like? You show up, you know where to go, you know, all right, these buildings are up. And then do you walk in? Is there like a front desk, like you're going to a fucking
salon? There's no front desk. However, there's cameras everywhere, and there are bodyguards. So if you ended up get out of control and do something to girls, there's always way for the... I've seen several instances, guy did something wrong to the girls, and they just beat the fuck out of these guys.
Really?
And
I've seen it in Amsterdam. There's a siren that goes off in the red light district if some guy tries to pull some shit, and you'll see... like tons of dudes chasing that one guy that fucked up and just pummeling him in the streets.
Wow.
It's kind of awesome.
Wow. Yeah. And
well, I mean, if he's hurting a girl.
Yeah,
like,
no,
well,
fuck him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Or trying to rip them off or, you know, all sorts of things. There's a way, I've seen it too, and it is very unpleasant. These Dutch and German guys who were, do security work, they look like offensive linemen.
They're huge
motherfuckers. Yeah. I know. Huge motherfuckers.
That whole, they're, men and women there are just massive. I've met women,
oh, the Dutch women
that are like 6'2", 6'3", and they're just like well-proportioned. They don't look like big girls. They're just, you know.
They're just sturdy.
Yeah.
By average, the Dutch and the Scandinavians are the tallest people in the whole planet.
Yeah.
By average.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So what kind of money were you dropping to, you know?
So let me give you an example. Yeah. Frankfurt. So
you walk into a building.
So you go up to different floors. Mm-hmm. And let's say you see a girl that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is she doing? Just like walking around?
Oftentimes they're standing in front of the door or they're in the room laying in bed. Or
oh, so they're like ready.
Yeah.
And they're dressed, they're in lingerie?
Like, not lingerie. Usually like bra or... swimsuit.
Sweatpants.
No.
Swim. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a swimsuit.
It's
okay.
Just what I wear.
If the girls cover a lot, I always stay away from them.
Right.
Stay away from them because I just got the feeling, my experience with the girls who have too much clothes on, they usually give a hard time by taking all their clothes and do what they say they're going to do.
Oh, right.
Because as soon as you walk in, you have to give them the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, God, that's so embarrassing. I remember one of the things you have to do when you're in Netherlands or anywhere else, you negotiate before you do anything, like, do you do this and this and that? And the girl says yes or no. And you make agreement, whatever you want to do, at the price you want to do, at the length of the time, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes when a girl agrees to do something, as soon as you give money, they don't do it.
Oh.
That makes me angry. So
then you break their arm.
No.
Okay.
So this is what I did, silly on my part, first 6 months of doing it. Because when you're doing it for the first time getting prostituted, it is kind of scary. I'm just not used to it, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what I did in Netherlands. So the girl promised to do something. She didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did, Tom?
Well, I'm terrified.
Yeah. I went to police station, complained about that.
Wow.
I made a fucking complaint.
Wow.
She said she was going to do this and that. She didn't do shit. And the guy just said, sir, we don't deal with that kind of problem.
That's hilarious.
He's like the Fight Back with David Horowitz. I don't know if you remember that show where the consumer guy would fight back.
Yeah.
Yoshi fights back.
She said she was going to spit in my asshole.
Stop like
look
that,
at my ass. It's totally dry.
She didn't do it, so I complained, thinking that because it's legal, you could go to police. But
and they'd be like, you need to suck his balls again. Yeah. You didn't do that. That's really funny, man.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't,
Jesus.
You know.
Another time, my friend called me up. He knew I was in Netherlands at the time. So he told me, oh, my aunt and my cousin, her niece is there in Netherlands. Could you take her them around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give their names. So I met them. I took them around Netherlands. They said they want to go red light district, which is fine. It's during the day. I didn't care. So I took them, right? And all of a sudden, when we walked by, that girl behind the window started going.
Yeah, they knock on the glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, it happened all the time. They're trying to get attention, hard sell, right? And they ask him, why are they doing that? Oh, just don't worry. Let's just forget. Just keep going, right? And the hooker opened the door and she goes, hey, Yoshi, are you coming back later? I'm working until 10 p.m. So, like, they didn't know I get prostitutes.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Yoshi.
It's if they say, like, are you coming back? And, like, they didn't know the name. But it's one thing when somebody say your right name. Like, it was really uncomfortable silence. I can't even look at them. They didn't want to look at my face. I just pretend like it didn't happen. And I took them I took them to Anne Frank Museum or something. And
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
After the red
light. Nice transition from prostitutes.
Yeah. I went to a brothel in Dubai.
There's a brothel in Dubai?
You wouldn't think so because of the laws being so strict.
How did you find it? Because I wanted to go one.
Of course.
Okay, I'll tell you. So we
was it all Russian?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. So we had a Marine who was like our guide.
Yeah.
And he was really into hookers because I could tell that he kept talking about them. Like, I know this girl and this girl. And I was like, are these hookers? So he goes, yeah, you know, whatever. So I said, okay, take me to them. So he takes me and the other two comics that I'm with. Literally across the street from the hotel we're staying in Dubai. And you go in to the bar area, and it is mostly Eastern Europeans, Asian women, a lot of Chinese.
And Filipinos.
Polish girls. Yeah. And they're hanging out, and they come talk to you at the bar, I guess, and that's how you negotiate, is talking at the bar, and then you negotiate, and then you go up to a room in that hotel.
Right.
And I was with somebody who it was like their first time maybe doing this.
Yeah.
And this guy was like so nervous, and I get it, because you, on the one hand, you want to try this,
yeah.
But on the other hand, this is real. Like, this is going to happen, and yeah. You're just like,
I'll tell you what my pitch would be.
Holy shit.
I'd be like, you know what? If you give me a BJ, I'll give you a double pipe classic.
It sounds like my life story.
You know what a double pipe classic is? Yoshi, it's great. Have you ever...
I'm sorry, Yoshi.
...farted and burped at the same time?
Yeah.
That's called a double pipe classic.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
What is it called in... What do you speak?
Japanese? Yeah. I don't think we have.
Yeah, it's
what called, about fart? How do you say? I know in Chinese and Taiwanese, whatever he spoke.
It's
pigu. Pigu.
Onara?
Onara.
Onara?
Yeah, in Korean, it's pangu.
Pangu?
Pangu.
Yeah.
Are you... I bet it would be fun to take you to a sushi place. Do you like sushi?
Yeah.
We went to a really good spot yesterday.
You know... this sounds like a real dick thing to say, but whenever a white person says sushi's good, I'm really critical because...
Sure, I understand that.
You know, just like when I tell Mexicans like Taco Bell's are really good, they get really angry.
Yeah, but I'm not talking
you
about
what,
Taco
though?
Bell.
Yoshi, I dated the Asian guy for 4 years. Do you think that I went to fucking Round Eye places to eat?
We don't hang out with Guaylo.
Listen, I eat chicken feet.
Yeah.
Okay, that's real. Shark's fin soup.
Really?
Ama ebi. With the heads, deep fried.
I'll give you credit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And we go to where all like your kind are. That's yeah. the thing.
That's the rule. We don't want to see true. White people there.
When we go to sushi, like yesterday, nothing but ching chongs everywhere. Like people that look like you and we just ate with them, you know?
That's pretty good. Oh, she's dead on.
Dead on.
That's perfect.
Four talent, years man. With the Asian guy, yeah. I tell you.
Do it again.
Arigato gozaimasu.
What's up, man?
That's not what they're saying. Are they talking about Obama?
Saying. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's translated.
That's really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I practice. What is genki desu?
Genki desu ka means how are you doing?
Genki
are you okay?
Desu ka, right? Yeah.
Anything with the word ka means it's you just made a question out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I
tell you with no. the prostitutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Some of them have become good friends of mine.
Prostitutes?
Yeah.
Really?
I email them, make sure they're okay and stuff
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Jews. Jews. Do you know who that is, by the way?
No.
You don't?
You
might. You can tell by the voice.
Let me see.
Jews.
Jews.
No. Okay.
Is it somebody you know?
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh, okay. He knows many of the superstars.
He does.
You might know. You love the stars.
Shit! You said you were email prostitutes. Check on them, see if they're okay.
Oh, they're okay. They're good friends. But this one girl, the girl that I see a lot in Duisburg, Germany. That's a really nice area for prostitutes. There's a red light district there. It's amazing.
What's it called?
Duisburg.
Duisburg. It's like the Detroit of Germany. Frankfurt's the biggest one in Germany. Duisburg got some really incredible.
Duisburg.
How much coin are you dropping when you didn't tell me that you're in Frankfurt? You go see the girl. How much? What do you negotiate? I want you to lick my balls and I want to bang you, and then I'm giving you how much?
In Frankfurt, it's let's say 15-20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
like. FNS fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't lick her, but you could.
You can't lick her.
No, that's okay. You have to pay more money for that. But if you're just getting, you know, they put a condom on you, she give you a blowjob and a doggy style missionary style fucking her. That's 30 euro. So that's probably something like
close
nothing.
To like $60, something like
30
that.
Euro.
Not even that. It's 50?
50.
40, maybe close to 40.
Okay.
Shut your mouth for doggy and intercourse.
Yeah,
full intercourse.
Well, within 15 minutes or 20 minutes of it. Depends on the girl.
Up.
But you got to remember, it's legal. So there's so many girls that just drop the price of everything.
That's a great deal.
Like massage parlors.
But prices are higher in the States because it's illegal.
Right.
Right.
They you know what I mean? So
I might make a trip to Germany.
Huh. To Duisburg. Duisburg. Yeah.
But if you want to eat her out, liquor and stuff like that, that's probably another 20. So you're talking about 50 euro for...
Mm.
But everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
So you talk. And, you know, this so sounds mean, but if they happen to be black prostitute, they charge less.
Sure.
The white one get more money.
Of course.
I'm just telling you how it is.
It's real talk.
So I could go, they'd be like, hey, look, I want your whole left hand in my ass.
Real talk.
And then Mm-hmm. I want you to call me Daisy.
But maybe just because in Germany, the culture is such that they don't privilege. You know what I mean? They're not into it there.
But also, all of Europe,
a lot of
the whole thing about sex, too, is like, oh, yeah, like we know. Like, everybody wants to have, like, it's not as sensationalized.
Yeah, it's not as taboo here.
I don't think you have as many crazy issue of women getting beat up in Europe.
No, I believe you.
Because guys always could go brothel.
Yes.
You know, the women are available crazy like that, you know?
Yeah.
So
I agree. I think if
you don't care about paying for it, sometimes don't have a girlfriend because that's just a hassle. And these guys, you know.
So is there anything, can you give any tips to our listeners if they're going hoe hunting? Anything you look for, keep an eye out for?
What's the best country for hoe hunting?
I like Netherlands, Germany, because you know for certain they're 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're monitored weekly.
And they have a good attitude and they're good looking.
I'm not saying, I don't know about good attitude, but I do. It just depends on the girl. But they're checked by health-wise.
Okay.
They're at least disease-free.
That's good.
And you know they're protected because one other thing, like when you get hookers in the States, is that you see same prostitute over and over and all of a sudden she disappears. Either she quits or the pimp knows she's getting too close with the customers, so they just move the girl around. But if you go to Germany and Netherlands and you see the same girl over and over, chances are she's probably doing it for herself. She's keeping her money and she's not pressured not to have any sort of feeling for the customers.
Right.
I hope so.
So and
I can totally see you, by the way, 75 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be married to a prostitute. And you guys are going to be like this cute little old pervy Asian guy and a reformed prostitute. It's going to be.
I could totally see him doing that. I feel like you have a kindred spirit with some of these
girls.
I don't
know about the married part.
Whatever. You're going to live with one. You're going to live with one. And she'll be like, I made your tea, Yoshi. And you're going to be like, well, lick my balls, too.
This particular Marine in Dubai had that arrangement where he was an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just have these girls stay with him, kind of clean up, hang out for as long as he wanted or they wanted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on to the next.
And
it's kind of a nice way to go if you don't really want marriage and you don't want a relationship, but you want to have somebody around.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
How dare you?
Sounds fun.
Well, you can go ahead and have that.
I do know a lot of them. I still keep contact with them. And it's they're friends. You know.
How many are we talking here you're friends with? And special ones?
I probably got like maybe half a dozen that I've been emailing still.
Do you ask for some wild kinky shit or are you pretty straightforward?
I'm not into that kinky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends think it's crazy because I do like eating them out and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay. The prostitutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's only dicey because of
hepatitis and stuff like that.
Well, the numbers they got running through that area. You know what I mean? It's like the Grand Central Station of vagina. There's a lot going on.
My friend got mad when I said that in another podcast that we used to do.
Yeah.
And he got mad because it's so dangerous or whatever. But and he didn't like my analogy. But you know how some people just love climbing mountains, but they're risking their life?
Right.
I think that's crazy shit. But I wouldn't tell that person not to do it because that's something that he or she loved to do.
I love your analogy, Yoshi.
But I'm 43. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I'm seeing some of these Romanian, Bulgarian friends, they're prostitutes, but they're friends now. Mm-hmm. But like, I can be incredibly superficial. They're just beautiful and...
Yeah,
I look at myself naked. It's just disgusting. But these girls are just fun. And
wait, now I got to ask you this because you've mentioned a few times that you're friends with some of these girls. If you were to go back, somebody that you've known maybe a while now, you've had physical relations with, but you've maintained this friendship, and you were to go back, would you hang out with them like outside of their work?
I mean, they don't want to go out because they need to work,
right?
But I'll pay them like hour. And not necessarily have sex or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But just hang out?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. I like them. Because I just think the reason I like them, the ones that I'm friend with, for them to go through such a hard time and still have such a like loving feeling toward me. Because I can't imagine as a woman working even behind the counter of a porn convention. Like,
because people are just totally
idiots. And the way they talk to women and stuff like that. And some of them act like they've never talked to a woman. Like, I hate men more than them, but enough of them told me they don't like them, but enough of them also told me, like, that's fine. It's, you know, like, they're just awkward. They don't know how to be around women like mm-hmm. that. For them to be that patient, I'm always amazed by women like that.
Now
to be that patient.
But if you want any more, if you wanted anything sexual with even with the ones you're friends, you still have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah, and it wouldn't be fair for me to just take their time. They need to work.
You know? You don't feel like the friendship is at all compromised by the fact that you have to pay them?
No, not at all. Because I feel like they need that money and they need help, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, yeah. Well, I respect that. Here's something I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. You said you've been out of work now. We covered your work situation on the last episode. How you're falling out.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing the next couple of days for work?
So I got this letter like early in the year, and they're looking for Asian people for some kind of medical testing.
Wait a minute. Are they going to put you in a shower and then maybe there's a camp you can go to?
So, you know, when I had a job, I didn't really give a fuck about that. But since I'm running out of money and stuff, they called me last week asking me if I was interested. I said, like, well, it just depends on what we're talking here. And so I went yesterday, Orange County in Anaheim. I think you might my card. And
yes.
It's kind of some kind of migraine test. Mm-hmm. Amgen, that's the name of the pharmaceutical company. Amgen.
Okay.
So they're testing that. So I don't know which group I'm in because one group is placebo, second group is they're actually using the drug.
But they don't tell you. Obviously.
They don't tell you. Yeah. And I read in the very second to or maybe third to last page, side effect. It might cost, in a worst scenario, death, whatever, blah blah blah. So.
Oh, I hope they're paying you a lot.
Yeah,
you get $100 a day.
When I read that part, I just laughed. Like now I have to do it. So.
You really like danger.
Whatever. I'm not doing anything next 2 days. So yesterday I went, they took my blood, my urine, did the EKG things. They checked my heart rate. They checked my height, weight, my eyes, mm-hmm. everything for a couple hours. Then literally 10 minutes before, I parked a couple blocks from here. Yeah. But I was half an hour early, so I was going through my cell phone, things like that. 10 minutes before I come over and saw you, she called me and said, hey, we check for everything. And they check for everything, hepatitis, HIV. You know, I have nothing.
Clean bill of health.
Wow,
clean
bill. Yoshi. Nice. Yeah.
And you throw your dick around,
despite
man.
Despite going down on prostitutes.
Yeah, man.
That's
good for
wonderful.
You.
And
it's a lot of prostitutes.
What a warm story.
I haven't got a checkup in a while. So,
how many prostitutes would you say you've been with?
If I have to make a wild guess right now?
Just quantify it.
Yeah. Ballpark it.
400 or 500 maybe?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. At least.
Really?
And porn people, I don't know. I don't know. I lost count after a while.
Wait, how many porn people you think you've been with?
No, I mean, I don't know. Getting blowjob, is that considered sex?
Well, I mean, I would throw that into the sexual encounters.
Yeah.
You got a lot of porn BJs?
Well, you know the number one rule of getting blowjob from porn star?
No.
Just stick your dick in front of their face. Because if you go to a shoot,
a good rule.
If you go to shoot and then gangbang or something like that, mm-hmm. I'm literally especially when they take a break or something, but you put a dick in front of her face. I mean, I have plenty of friends in the business getting blowjob. They were not even in the scenes and stuff. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
And you've done that too?
A couple times.
Where were you? Were on a set?
Yeah, multiple times. I mean, I tried. There was
Wait, so you're tricking her? Is that what you're saying?
No, not tricking. She knows I wasn't on the film.
No, but it's like a dog that likes snossages, and you just you have. She's been you've been
I think
feeding
he tricks her,
and then
a
you go, here's another one.
No.
It's just a different flavor.
I think she's like, oh, is this guy in the scene?
Well, if the cameras are off, right? There's no camera on,
or if it's on, my friends would edit that part out.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're probably on film getting a BJ?
Well, you know, I remember when I was visiting here in 97 or 8. I don't know why. I went to porn shop. No, I overheard a couple guys talking about there's gangbang things that you could just show up and get a blowjob or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I did a little research. I found out where it was. And there's a bunch of guys in line, naked, right? And back then, at least I don't remember getting tests if I had HIV or something.
Yeah.
But I'm standing in line naked, except I had a mask on.
You did one of those mask things?
I tried to do it, yeah. But there was a black guy standing behind me. He tripped, and his dick kind of like slapped my kind of ass area really fast. And like, I got really upset. I don't know why. I just got really, really fucking upset.
No.
I fucking left. I didn't get a blowjob. I just fucking left. But poor I kid. Just remember like...
what a kid. Waste of a day.
Yeah. I walked out of there. Mask. Tears coming out of my face. I'm driving out of there with my rental car. But that was like 19.
Like, I'm supposed to get blown right now.
Motherfucker. Aww. Like, you know, I'm probably shit. Couple N-words. Anyway, so drive out of there. Okay. But he slapped my ass with his massive dick. So I left. But that was the closest I got, like, in front of it, you know.
But you got a couple on-set, off-camera BJs.
Yeah.
Just by, like you said, shoving your dick in someone's face.
They told me. My friends told me to do it.
Like, take your dick out.
Yeah. Or... I've been in like porn parties and like we were drinking late and smoking. And then the girl just, I don't even remember the girl's name. You want a blowjob? Like, yes. I'm not going to refuse a blowjob.
Sure.
But, yeah, but they're so casual about it. You sure. Know? That's now, just their just way of saying hello.
On your on set, BJ, were you able to, did you go to completion? Like, you're able to finish and everything?
No, I was too nervous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though, is that my friends that have had a mm-hmm. pretty promiscuous background, mm-hmm. like they've done hundreds and hundreds of dudes,
yeah.
they never get the diseases. It's yeah. always the people that yeah. are like, I had two boyfriends,
the one time,
they have
the second yeah. boyfriend. Yeah. yeah. And they have like yeah. the bummer STD, you know? It's so funny. It's totally how it goes.
You know, this is a perfect time, and this isn't a new one or anything, but I think we haven't done results yet from this, so if you don't mind, just a quick interruption, we'll get right yeah. back to this.
Sure.
But, we didn't read results.
No.
From the last fill her up, seal her shut. You can weigh in before we read the results.
I don't know what this is.
We just give you two people. And you tell us, we tell you two celebrity names.
Yeah.
And you tell us who you would rather fill up and seal shut. And you can use your imagination as to what you would fill them up and seal them shut with.
Wait, okay? I don't get it. Give me an example. Like,
well, you have a penis.
We didn't play this with you last time.
I guess not. We just tell you two people and we say, who do you prefer? It's who do you prefer sexually? But we call it fill her up, seal her shut, because we can fill her up and seal her shut with all your fluids.
Okay.
You look confused still.
Why don't we try playing around? I've got some here that
you
I want to suggest. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In light of Yoshi's...
Should we do results first?
Well, okay, results yeah, from the sure. Previous? Yeah, okay.
All right, so as always, we encourage our listeners to go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. And if you like that, you can post comments. It's like a forum for the show. A lot of you guys do it. It's a really fun place. We post there. We read your stuff. And this is where we always put the polls up for fill her up and seal her shut. You get to vote who you'd want. Now, here's what's interesting.
Hmm.
On the last time, we mentioned Taylor Swift or Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And I predicted a landslide.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, I was on Team Taylor and you were on Team Kelly Clarkson.
Well, yeah, because she's a giver.
Right. But you know what? A lot of people sided with you.
Really?
Well, Taylor won, but she only won...
Really?
...by 24 votes.
Oh, okay. So it was close...
It was 84-60 on that one.
Okay.
Much closer than I didn't think it was going to be close. I'm interested as to why so many people must have sided with you. It's one of the rare instances where people have sided with you. You know what I mean?
How dare you?
And
can I comment on that?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
Taylor, she's young, right? I think.
They're both young. I mean, I think Taylor might be younger.
I differentiate between girls who are sexy and sexual.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem that sexual to me.
Okay.
And
which one? I'm sorry, Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think she's too high maintenance and that she wouldn't give a guy a BJ or she wouldn't put out the way that Kelly would.
Or not like a real slopper.
I'm not calling Kelly a slut or anything, but
right. No, this is not about that.
But you want a slopper. You want to spit and vomit
on
there.
I prefer that, but you don't want to be with somebody like disgusted by the
of course. Either. And if you're I'm going to come in your asshole. Yeah.
Taylor doesn't seem like...
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fun to look at her naked, but I don't feel that energy.
But you could
all.
Just fucking gorilla pound her and just break her in half. That'd be fun, right?
It's not fun if the girl at least seemed like they're into a little bit.
Isn't that what you're into? No? All right. Well,
I'm not that Japanese or Asian.
On the
Jesus.
Yeah, you Japanese guys, they really are into the making the girl fucking pay the price. Just okay.
You know what I don't like? And this is something I always hear a lot about Asian guys.
Yeah.
Not Asian American, they're different, but like Japanese guys.
Yeah.
The one that creeped me out a lot, and I hear this a lot, maybe I'm just hanging out the wrong people, but
yeah.
This thing where guys are really into when girls just completely passed out.
No, nah, I'm not into that.
No, but that's like...
That's a Japanese thing?
I hear it a lot. I've never done it, but...
Well, that's interesting.
And creepy.
Very creepy to me. But, you know, I try not to pass that judgment on what turns people on.
Yeah.
I know that everybody's different, but I cannot do a passed out person. That's not happening for me.
Me neither. It's death. It's necrophilia. It's
the other result that we have to read is from the male side of the filler up, sealer shut.
Oh, okay.
Or fill me up, seal me shut. We put out there Ryan Gosling or Orlando Bloom.
Oh, I forgot
Bloom.
I had a crush on him last week. Yeah.
Ugh.
I forgot about Ryan Gosling.
Just talking
already.
About him nonstop.
He's so dreamy.
Gosling crushed it.
Oh, hands down, yeah.
He won 75-17.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's still 17 votes for Bloom.
Okay, Orlando's cute in his own way.
Yeah, but Gosling.
Gosling, he could fill me up all day long, seal me shut to the point of no other sealant being able to go in there. You know what I mean?
No.
He could really
I'm not surprised by that result at all.
No?
No.
Why, you want him to fill you up too?
No. Oh, right, Gosling. Oh.
Arigato!
Konnichiwa.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So please vote. That's how you vote there. And you want to add a couple? That's what you want to do?
Yeah, okay. Well, in light of Yoshi visiting, I thought it would be fitting if we did kind of the old school porn stars. The porn stars that I grew up with.
Oh, okay. This is
and
fantastic.
Maybe you guys grew up with.
And this is something that Yoshi knows very well.
Right. I mean, these are the guys I used to watch on VHS. Like I would, my dad had tapes and I would kind of sneak them.
Instead of reading names, should we just show a picture of vaginas and Yoshi would be like, I know who that is.
You might be able to.
I can tell by her ass hair.
And pictures of penises.
Yeah. So how did you have access to porn when you were a kid?
So,
No, that was his phone.
Oh,
she thought I farted. So that was a double pipe classic.
The double pipe classic. My father worked as a business next door to a porn company in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah, in the Valley. I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. So it was around the time that became popular. And of course, they would give us, like, I worked at my dad's offices in the summer, and they would just give us, like, stacks of tapes.
Do you remember which company it was? I'm curious now.
No. I do not. But anyway, so we would have these tapes, and my dad, being a single guy, obviously kept them, and me, being a curious teenage girl, would look at them. So here's my top. I remember these guys very well.
Right.
Probably why I like big dudes. My very first porn I ever saw was with Ron Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go old school classic. Ron
now,
Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy now or Ron Jeremy then?
No, in the 80s.
He's still around. He's still dropping dick.
Okay. Well, however you want
to
frame
it. Ron Jeremy was in very good shape.
Right, in the old school. Yeah.
Was he ever? Because I thought he still had a belly and he was still hairy.
There was a little era.
He's cute.
He was a Playgirl model.
No!
Yes, that's how he got into business.
Really? Find a picture of him.
The girl who was dating him took naked picture of him and sent it to them, and they loved it, so they put him in Playgirl.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I thought that he was always kind of a bit slobby, and that's why I liked him, because he kind of looked
real. He was a teacher
real.
At the time. He didn't plan to be in porn business, but that really started his path to this career.
Well, and I liked him because he seemed to be playful and funny, and he had a good attitude. And I always liked big, funny guys. I always liked Belushi, and anyway... Okay, so I'm going to do old school Ron Jeremy to fill you up and seal you shut, or Evan Stone. Remember Evan Stone?
He's still around, too, yeah.
He is still around, but he was kind of an oldie but goodie.
Is he considered an old stone?
Yeah, he's over 50.
Is he over 50?
I think so. Evan.
I don't know.
He's been around.
You would know. He's been around forever.
So you're asking me which one you would pick?
No, no, no. So this is your opinion. Who would you rather have fill you up and seal you shut?
Me as a guy?
Jeans.
What? Is that Ron? Oh, he looks great. Looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Ronnie. He
looks good there.
He looks great. He's hairy and...
Nice. So soon as his
healthy hog on him.
Healthy hog.
Soon as that thing was released, all the women in the neighborhood in Queens went crazy for him, you know.
Really?
Yeah. It was in his documentary.
And then here he is.
He's adorable. But who doesn't like Ron Jeremy?
On Play Bear.
He's got a leather harness on, a bondage harness, yeah. And a lolly.
Yeah.
I like him. I did some stand-up show with him, probably Tripoli's early shows.
Did you guys hook up?
Totally. No, but he was funny. He had a good sense of humor about himself.
Yeah.
I always admire that. So, Yoshi, who would you rather have fill you up and seal you shut?
You mean young Ron Jeremy or young Evan Stone?
Right.
Yeah.
Look
back
at it
in
that
their
way.
Prime.
Yeah.
I got to go with the funny guy than Ron Jeremy, I guess.
Wow.
Cracking jokes.
Because Evan was all business.
Yeah.
Ponytail.
But now I feel like Evan is a very
he's a good
playful,
performer.
But he's also, he has a sense of humor. He's a silly guy.
Yeah.
Right? He likes to have fun.
Some self consciousness.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He's playful.
This is a very uncomfortable question, but yeah,
supposed
I guess Ron Jeremy.
Supposed to be.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Yoshi likes men. This is
no.
where we. No, I know.
Tommy,
that's how the game is played.
Tommy, what about you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm going to go with the icon, Ron Jeremy. He's yeah. fun. It's funny. And you know, I have a feeling he would make it like tolerable. He'd be like, look, you know, neither of us wants to be here.
That's how I imagine he yeah. starts every scene.
Let's get through this.
All right, look, I know you don't want to bang the fat, hairy guy, but here yeah. it goes. I'm going to fuck you on this forklift.
I don't want to take you to the cleaners. I just So, who's the other side?
So
give us
silly.
What's the female?
So, this is the female one.
Okay.
So, this is where I get to be gay. Yoshi, don't worry. I absolutely loved Nina Hartley growing
mm-hmm.
up. An icon. She seemed to be very, very much a willing participant in pornography, and mm-hmm. she loved doing it. And Ginger Lynn.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with those two. And Ginger
no,
Lynn, I also loved her too.
No disrespect to Ginger Lynn, but I put my face into Nina Hartley's ass.
Okay.
Amazing.
Really?
And, yeah, her ass. Even as somebody who's around 50, a little over 50. Yeah.
Gotta be over 50.
It's incredible. It's okay. incredible. And she's very
She
friendly.
Works out. She's very physical. I've seen a documentary.
Ginger Lynn looks great, but maybe 6-7 years ago, she had her panties on. But as funny picture, I just put my face right into her ass.
Into Nina's ass.
God, it's just firm. It's incredible.
She's wonderful. So I'm going to go Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley
You're
for
saying
me.
Nina Hartley.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Segura?
Well, I was debating it, but then like after that description of Nina's
her
ass.
Her ass is incredible.
Well, look, I'm not an ass. I personally don't have a great ass. I'm all tits.
I'm looking at photos of...
Who is that?
This is Ginger.
Ginger Lynn's beautiful. I mean,
she's
liked
definitely
her too.
Doing work and touching work.
Girlfriend of Charlie Sheen for wit.
Is that right?
She was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I wonder if they ever did it.
They're not married, silly.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm going to keep it fucking gangster and go Nina Hartley, too. Yeah.
Wow. We're all in unanimous
yeah.
decision.
And no,
on
and
this
no disrespect
one.
To Ginger Lynn, obviously.
Never.
You are a treasure.
Of course.
So,
what
yeah.
about this one? I'm going to do an updated one
okay.
just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I admire both these women greatly. I've met both of these women. Jenna Jameson mm-hmm. or Belladonna?
Oh, Belladonna. Not even close.
That's Sophie's choice for me because I feel like both of those women have wonderful traits.
Belladonna.
As performers, as people.
It's not close for me
as
either.
As stars.
Belladonna could be one of the greatest performer of all time. No,
you said that like you were talking about Carl Lewis.
Right.
Right?
Or Robert De Niro.
yeah.
When he played
her,
Taxi Driver.
Her yeah. pervert IQ is, it's just, I mean, you can't even give a score. It's so high.
Yeah.
And her friendliness, she have an incredible appetite and her performance and the those crazy body angles that she does.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Jameson, big star and good performer, but very, very few people could come close to what Belladonna is capable of doing.
Yeah, I mean,
she is incredible.
My only concern with Belladonna is I don't know if she could handle me. You know?
I will say that Jenna is more of a girl's girl in that
like
women,
a California girl kind of thing.
No. In that women, and I like watching Jenna because she's like me. I'm more related to Jenna Jameson. Belladonna is more of a guy's girl where, like you said, she's got a high perv IQ. She can gauge what the dude wants. Jenna is kind of more for the girls. Yeah. She knows how we think, and that's how she performs, how a woman thinks more, I think. But I do, and I like Belladonna as a person. I got to meet her and talk to her at length.
Her personality is incredible. Performance.
Super smart, very articulate, very bright, beautiful.
I have to put her like top three all time. And I watch a lot of fucking
movies. Wow, that's quite the endorsement. Wow. So, Belladonna, if you're listening, huge fans.
I like them both.
And if you talk to a real old school pornographer who did a scene with her, not even close, they will tell you Belladonna hands down.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you know, if you're asking, Tracy Lords is up there with her. They're in the same company.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about Tracy Lords.
You know, I saw HBO did one of these. They did like this porn, you know, series.
Yeah.
Documentary style thing. And they were talking to one of the guys. And he was like, man, I did a scene with Belladonna. I thought she was going to like fucking hurt me.
Yeah.
Like he was like, he felt like he was the chick, he said.
Yeah.
In that documentary.
Wait, who's your chick? Who's your pick for this one?
Oh, Belladonna.
Belladonna, hands
down. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have my own reasons.
The baseball bat. The one time I saw her put a baseball bat in her asshole, and that one troubled me for days.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She is amazing. She's I'm telling you.
I like that transition.
But Jenna.
Baseball bat? She's amazing.
Jenna Jameson would never put a baseball bat in her ass, and that's the distinction between the two women. Mm. But I'm not saying not that one is better than the other, that different brands. Different styles. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Jenna will put on a pair of angel wings and eat out her friend for an hour and a half, but she's not going to put a baseball bat.
You know, I don't know if this makes sense.
Mm.
You know, when you're eating fish sometimes, I often find myself loving fish. The tastiest fish tend to be ugly fish.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like you could get the prettiest fish and eat them, they don't taste that good.
Of course, ugly. Yeah.
Sometimes people get too caught up on like big boob, blonde hair, classic blonde.
It's the Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift debate. Who's going to work harder for your affection?
Right,
but I don't know.
Belladonna has a little space between her tooth.
I love those kind of
little imperfections that make
I love those cuteness.
Right.
And I don't know how many times I've gotten prostitute that looks mediocre looking or unattractive, but they fuck amazing. They're into it. And I don't know how many times I got a girl that's beautiful, but like they're just boring and there's a lousy lay, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something that factoring. And
do you ever go get a prostitute
and
then it's not what you expected, not what you wanted? You leave unhappy. You just go get another prostitute?
Sure. Or
Sure.
Or I get a girl that she's gonna be mediocre and like pleasantly surprised, like incredible. You know.
Yeah.
You know what Jenna is? Sorry, back to Jenna Jameson. Before she
I'm not into fake tits too. I hate it. I hate fake tits.
I don't believe in it. I don't believe in fake breasts because I do feel it's a form of Chinese foot binding.
Yeah.
I feel that it's barbaric. In my opinion, and I understand there's some women that don't have breasts, and to do that makes them feel better, and that's fine. I feel it's barbaric. I mean, why would you put fake things into your
chest? I think one of the problem with a lot of the girls who get the implants is they don't know how many people like what they've got going on.
And that's the thing.
They only think someone will like me more if I get the big ones. But
before 1986 or whatever, when people started doing that shit,
small
breasts, medium breasts, large, they were all in style.
And here's what they don't know. Us
it comes
guys,
and goes.
We like all the different sized tits.
Guys don't care.
Yeah, it's a myth that they got to be huge to
I
be
agree.
Great. Guys like little tits. They like
guys like
uneven
tits, period.
Tits. They like they just like tits.
This is my experience, and this is where women hurt themselves when they read things like Cosmopolitan. And
I agree. It's propaganda. Yeah. I agree
because
patriarchal
women think women who read those magazines think they like men like women who are super super skinny, and believe me. Working in that porno business for a long time, at least when it comes to sexual appetites, they're not into like super skinny ass bitches. I'm sorry, they're just not into movies with big ass blah blah blah. Or
those are huge. You know, those are the huge.
Those sells more, and guys are into that. We don't want to get too ridiculous at the point of like some of these extreme black guys who are like too big, but Those glamour girls,
yeah,
the girls that were 5'11" and 120 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look beautiful, but when it comes to sex, I don't know necessarily that's what men are looking
I
for.
Agree.
Right?
I don't think so. My no, 14, 13 years of experience, that's not the case.
You look at that, and that's like, oh, that's like a nice, it's like a fashion shot. You're like, oh, it's beautiful. She wears that dress, but it's not.
But they look like 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And I think too, yes, that there's a man out there for the type you are.
Yeah.
Right? If for you sure. are a heavier girl, some Definitely. Guy is going to die to have you.
I know guys
you.
Like that.
I know I do
guys
too.
That fucking love that shit.
That's why
man.
It kills me when girls try to be that perfect thing, and it's just not, it's not possible. It's not attainable. Mm. But I do love Jenna Jameson for that Barbie doll thing. There's something inside of me as a girl where you kind of want to see that exist, and she was that, and she seemed very pro-girl. I don't know, but I don't know.
I liked her when she did her first film, which, interesting enough, it was through Evil Angel.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Up in Commerce, number 10 or 11, maybe. And she looked so young and scared. She did a scene with a guy named Randy West. And but to me, she looked great with small breasts, looking natural.
Natural.
I just like natural over any other stuff.
I'm totally know? With you on
I
that,
just,
man.
I'm just not into fake
There's
tits.
A couple girls that I, you know, I remember seeing that I was like, oh, this is a cute girl.
Yeah.
And then for whatever, like time goes by, and then I saw her again, and like they've changed, it's like they adopt what they think the porn look is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they
there's
get,
a look.
They get the rock hard, huge tits that aren't proportionate to their body.
Yeah.
Some of them even now look like they get like nose jobs and stuff, and
yeah.
their faces, and you're like, oh, you lost the whole appeal. The appeal
That's
is
why I like this
totally
in
gone.
The 70s. Like I remember I
Natural.
Saw it, I Natural. Saw a deep
Christy
throat.
Canyon.
Yeah.
Linda Lovelace. I mean, sure. she was a huge star. Right, but it was irrelevant how big her tits
sure.
were or how skinny she was. She had a skill.
A hairy pussy. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
It's so huge.
That's and that's another thing that kills me is that women are waxing their fucking...
Their beebs.
Their ginies. And that just started. Hairy bushes were in up until the 90s, for God's sakes. This is arbitrary. It comes and it goes. So I don't have a full one, but you can just, you know, clean
now,
it up.
Now, before we got to wrap this shit up, you told us about Europe, prostitution.
Afghanistan.
Well, a medical clinic that you're getting migraine testing at that you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And then, mm-hmm. But you also did some touring recently.
Yeah.
With Attell.
Yes.
Who we hit upon last time you were here. How was it? Tell me about your tour.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you go? What shows did
we,
you do?
So we did one show in Boston and mm-hmm. Chicopee, Mass for a couple of shows. Then that was first week of October. Second week, we did Brea. Third week, Phoenix.
Wow.
Then after that, I did the Anti-Social Network with Artie Lang,
How
Amy
great.
Schumer.
He got to do
Jim
the
Norton
Anti-Social Network tour. Norton, Schumer, Lang, what else?
Dave Attell.
How great was that?
Great. And it was first time I was able to talk to Artie Lang. He is a fantastic guy. He's really his guy's guy. And he told me a bunch of show business story. And
oh, God, how great would it be?
He was great. He's great. I mean, I hope you guys get him because he's got... And I knew from over the years, because I keep hearing from everyone else,
yeah.
Artie is a guy who go out of his way to spend money and help people.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And he go beyond like...
I love him.
He's just fucking great. So the tour was great. Before the show's over, a quick note. I had a wonderful time in Afghanistan. I made a lot of expats friends there.
Yeah.
It changed my life. And I'm helping my friend, Sarah Jean. She's works in Afghanistan, trying to raise money for women in Afghanistan.
Oh, good.
And the website, it's One Way. It's all way.com.
Say it again.
It's one. The website is one women per year. Oh God damn it! I forgot my the website. It's allway.com. So okay. all is for one, and away is way.com. And my friend Synergy is trying to raise money for women of Afghanistan, trying to send them to colleges and universities.
That's great.
And so if people are interested in helping, you find that website.
Well, that's great because...
OWAY.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And my friend Synergy is trying to raise $3 million to send women because women of Afghanistan needs money
They're
for school.
They're so fucked. And also, the government, our U.S. government, will build schools for these women and children to go to school, and the Taliban will destroy them in about a week or two. So these kids, men and little boys and little girls,
does it pop up?
Do not get educated in Afghanistan. They desperately need your
help. Damn it, that's not it. Fuck. Yeah.
You gave the wrong website.
Let's
I'll find it and send it to you. Yeah. Maybe you could put it on your website. But
okay. Is that
oneway.com is the, or what is it?
Something near that. It's like one woman a year program.
One woman a year program.
And they're trying to raise money next June in London to raise $3 million. And my friend Sarah Jean, very good friend of mine, works in Kabul.
Well, it's definitely not oneway.com because that is, will you go to heaven or hell? Take the chance and find out.
Whoops.
This sucks. I want to plug this the right way. This sounds good.
Maybe next episode, maybe you could, I'll send the information.
Okay.
Maybe beginning of it. But yeah.
Here he goes. Here's one woman a year. Hold on. I think I just found it.
Mm.
Of course, it's loading extremely.
So it changed my life.
It's OWAY is the acronym, but it is onewomanayear.org. So
there you go.
Okay,
so spell
it's
it
actually
out.
Spelled it out. O-N-E, woman, W-O-M-A-N, a year dot org.
One woman a year, .org. Okay, yes. So now you know.
For Oxford, that's the one.
So it's UK.
And they're raising money for these Afghan women.
Yes, they need it because recently Malala, the little girl who got shot in the head in Pakistan.
Yeah.
So I'm going back in next April, taking my friend David Choke, graffiti artist, who hopefully we do some artwork and help them, which is ironic because if I never got fired from porno business, I would have never had a chance to go to Afghanistan and do that.
There you go. See
you're over this
good.
Now. I want you to be over this.
It's all good.
Dude, it was great having you here.
Yes, thank you, Yoshi.
Can you please get a tell for us?
Yes. Let me work on it. Seriously.
Okay, we would love to have
him. Yeah.
And
it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're huge, huge fans. Yeah, thanks for coming by. This is the end of our second part of this podcast. And you're always welcome here, man.
Thanks for doing this show. It's really fun for me. And you guys are fun to talk to. And I'm always surprised how much people respond and email me back and Facebook me or Twitter account.
And give it again your Twitter for people that know.
Twitter.com/ it's Yoshi Obayashi.
So it's at Yoshi Obayashi, which is Y-O-S-H-I, and then...
O-B-A-Y-A-S-H-I.
Okay. We'll tag him on the site,
Obayashi.
Obviously. Yeah.
It's phonetic. Japanese.
Yeah.
We'll leave you with a little bit of stand-up from Yoshi. You get a little taste of what he does.
No, don't. I don't want to hear that. That's so me. I got your picture of me and you. You wrote I love you, I wrote me too. Stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take
inside as well. You can be turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I'd like a million of them around myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Now sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.